You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Dan Levinson on clarinet with the his Palomar Quartet in honor of course, the Benny Goodman Quartet. Molly Ryan on the vocal, singing Silhouetted in the Moonlight, and of course Matt Hoffman was on vibes, Mark Shane on piano, and Kevin Dorn on drums. Oh, I wasn't going to forget that. The album, by the way, is Four on the Floor, and it's it's a short album, but it's not much money. You could go right to Dan's site and pick that up, and I would advise you to do so, most assuredly, and I will link to that, as I have linked to all pertinent sites on this program. And this is Radiola, and we do like to promote those who are worthy of our interest and of yours. And there are so many. There are so many great people out there, and I'm just going to keep them coming, because this music lives. It's alive, and it's recorded, but it's also alive. So that's a paradox, but if you can find another one, then you'll have three. And did I say who I was? Maybe I shouldn't. Here's Mike Bernard, and this somewhat ties into the holiday season, because it's a fantasy on the Pilgrim's Chorus from Tannhäuser, with the finale to Rubinstein's E-flat Concerto. recorded in 1912. Well, they're not the same pilgrims. They're different pilgrims, but you get the idea.
Thank you.
Paul Van Loan and his orchestra. They didn't record much after 25. That was a very nice little group, but they recorded mostly on Cameo, and that was it. Left All Alone with the Blues, 1923. Before that, Paul Bies and his novelty orchestra. Oh! Exclamation point, 1919. And Paul didn't live a long life, but he did make some wonderful recordings in the late acoustic era. Mike Bernard, Fantasy on Wagner's, Pilgrim's Chorus from Tannhäuser, one of those guys. And finally, to Rubinstein's E-flat Concerto, and Mike could play it too. He could play ragtime pretty well too, from what I could hear in some of the other recordings. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and my tastes are what you might call eclectic, although they tend to range in this era, but they're eclectic within this era, so you never know what you're going to get on Radiola, and I have to warn you sometimes. So, Left All Alone with the Blues, well, the corollary to that is, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. I don't know why, but I mean, you know, people will smile at anything. 1930, King Oliver, Frank Marvin on the vocal.
nobody like my fence. Why fence with another? My fence pets no other, and I pet with nobody but my fence. Da 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 da
Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, and you heard Venuti and Lang in there, and of course that was the first major solo taken by Jack Teagarden on record that everybody remarks upon, and it's well worth remarking upon. She's a great, great girl, isn't she? 1928, and if that's a chestnut, it's a good one, and we're going to leave it in the dressing. As far as I'm concerned, it stays in there. Before that, a Paul Whiteman recording that one often does not hear, with a lot of the singers. You hear Bing in there scatting a bit, and it sounds almost like the arrangement from Frank Trumbauer, also that Bix was on both of these. My Pet, 1928, and that's a good recording. It ought to be played more, and so I've played it today. King Oliver and His Orchestra, 1930, Frank Marvin on the vocal. When You're Smiling, the whole world wonders what you're thinking, and then you're in trouble. And so I'm Andy Sr., trying to maintain a straight face, and this is Radiola, and this is the thanks you get. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Here's Jesse Crawford in 1926, and Irving Berlin, always.
In the round, you can see the moonbeams
dancing in moonlight, fascinating, captivating, dear. Her fooling has me guessing, she can tantalize. You can hear me cooing when she's near. No fooling, who do you love? Who are you thinking of? No fooling. No fooling, who do you miss when it's time to kiss? No fooling. I wonder who you really think you marry. Don't blunder with some Tom or Dick or Harry. No fooling, take me instead. But after we're wed, no fooling.
Close them tight and then I wish, oh I wish I'd never grow older. I'll never leave him alone. I'll make all his troubles my own. I love that man like nobody can. He must be mad to be crazy about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, what wouldn't I do for that man?
Ruth Etting, 1929, from Original Sounds of the 20s on Columbia. What Wouldn't I Do for That Man, from 1929. Yes. What not? What indeed? What not indeed, I suppose. Nick Lucas and No Foolin', 1926. Great sound there, and great guitar from Nick always. No Foolin' there. Jesse Crawford and Always on the Wurlitzer, 1926. And I played the Wurlitzer recently at the Rome Capitol Theater. Not the Wurlitzer, it was a Moeller. I'm going to get shot for saying that, by the way. But no, it was the Moeller, their original installation, three-manual, 10-rank Moeller pipe organ before Frank Frante's excellent portrayal of Groucho in An Evening with Groucho, Jim Firmston providing an excellent accompaniment there. And I hope you were able to go see that. If you did, you saw me get nailed a couple of times. I don't know. I don't know how I wound up with this name. I didn't ask for it. And I'm that guy that you know that does this show on called Radiola. And here's the All-Star Orchestra, Franklin Bauer. And if this is a dream, please wake me up. I must be dreaming. 1928.
Thank you. I see you, and then it's a long time between kisses, so kiss me again.
In 1933, I didn't touch the equalization on this. It was on a later pressing, and it's that hi-fi sound they had in 33, My Shawl, and that sounds really good. Xavier Cugat, and I'm just pronouncing the X, Xavier, I have to, clear my throat. Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, My Shawl, and you better put on a shawl or at least something warm, because it's getting to be that kind of season again. Ted Black and his orchestra, Tom Brown on the vocal, and I think those are pseudonyms. I don't know. They sound like pseudonyms to me. It's A Long Time Between Kisses, 1931, beginning with the All-Star Orchestra, and Tommy Dorsey's in there, too, a lot of those guys. They were milling around the Victor studio and were corralled in by Leonard Joy to make I Must Be Dreaming from 1928. Franklin Bauer singing it there for you. And this is Radiola, and we are very grateful. We are so happy to be here and appreciate you and every week coming in and enduring this with me and enjoying it, I hope. And I'm Andy Sr. And indeed, this is Heaven, 1929. Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, Buster D's on the vocal. And I'll bet that's a pseudonym too, but we won't pry into that.
Thank you. imagination.
Gracie Fields in 1935, smiling through, and that thing had me welling up here. That's very moving stuff. It was also played in a more of a dance tempo in the 20s, and I've heard that, but I felt that this was appropriate for drawing the show near a close, and it's beautiful stuff. And yeah, we're all heading home for something. Have a nice meal, and maybe they'll be glad to see you, and if they are, that's even better. And that was from 1935, originally on Rex, a UK label. Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, Buster D's, This Is Heaven, 1929. And I feel that way. I really feel like this is a pretty good life I have right now. And I hope it's good for you, too, or at least that you find joy in it as you go. And I'm Andy Sr., and I appreciate you listening to Radiola each week. And let us finish now with Coon Sanders, Original Nighthawk Orchestra, and the boys. That would be Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon singing There's No One Just Like You, and indeed there isn't, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you.